This is VOA News. I'm Jim Pertell. A number of issues that divide the Group of Seven world leaders surfaced on Sunday, the first day of talks at the G7 summit in France. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Smiles and bonhomie may be on display at the G7 summit in France, but bubbling tensions quickly surfaced on Sunday. It was the first day of talks in Biarritz, set against a backdrop of worries over a global economic downturn and disunity on a range of matters. One such area, Iran. European leaders have been trying to quell a confrontation between Washington and Tehran since the US withdrew from the Iran nuclear deal. In a surprise move, Iran's foreign minister arrived in Biarritz on Sunday, though a senior Iranian official said he had no plans to hold talks with Trump or any member of the US delegation.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Hong Kong police drew their guns Sunday night after protesters attacked officers with sticks and rods. They also used water cannon trucks for the first time, an escalation in the summer-long protests. Earlier, a large crowd rallied in a park while a group of hardline protesters took over a main street, lining up traffic barriers and cones to obstruct police. The Taliban says it expects to finalize a peace deal with the United States to end the 18-year-old war in Afghanistan soon. A Taliban spokesman told VOA the two sides are working on a mechanism for U.S.-led foreign troops to withdraw from the country. Taliban officials say the deal will require the insurgent group to open a peace process with Afghan officials to discuss a ceasefire. Heavy rainfall and flash floods have killed 62 people in Sudan and left nearly 100 injured, the official Sunna News Agency reported on Sunday. Sudan has been hit by torrential rains since the early start of July, affecting nearly 200,000 people. This is VOA News. Israel says it attacked Iranian targets in Syria to foil